My pleasure to be chatting with Rayburn Evans on 12th Line North in Pakenham, all about beef farming. Let's go back in your life history. You say you've been farming for 54 years, so tell me about your early life and how you got the farm.
Well, there's the picture on the wall here behind you that I started with in 1972, and we got bought out by the hydro project, and now it's the Madawaska head pond. So we lost our farm, our house, buildings and everything. So I turned to just working at sale barns at that time, and I've worked at the sale barns all for the past 54 years, and I'm still working for one in Kawartha Lakes, just above Lindsay sale barn.
You're how old now, and what else have you done besides your first farm in this one?
I don't know nothing else other than farming. I said when I quit school, I was 15 years old, and I started my business right out of grade 8, so I got no education. But I do know how to spell, and I know how to add and subtract. So that's all I need to do in my business, is figure out what these cattle are worth. And I've been at it now. I've probably bought millions of cattle right now over the years. I don't know. Should have kept track of how many I have bought. It will be in the millions of cattle. Done what I wanted to do, and I enjoyed working with the farmers. It's a different ball game today. But the old farmers years ago, if you went into a back country to buy their calves in the fall of the year, they'd invite you in for a meal. If it was 11 o'clock in the morning when you were there dealing and trying to buy their calves, they'd invite you in for dinner. Sit right at the table and have a meal with them. Because up in the back countries up above Eganville, there wasn't too many hot dog stands around to stop. So you appreciate it when they invited you in. So you'd always feel that you had to give them a little more for their calves when you bought the calves in the fall of the year, because you got a hell of a good meal. Right now I'm sitting on about roughly around 300 head of cattle, still at it, so, and probably going to stay at it for a couple of years, as long as I get my feet back underneath me.
It's hard for a farmer to quit because the median age of farmers keeps going up, yeah. up, and
no young
I'm thinking you're not alone.
Yeah, there's no young farmers coming into the business, and they can't afford to. Just an ordinary farm with a house and maybe a bit of buildings on it around my area is $1 million. And I tell you, with interest rates going up, I can't see young farmers want to get into it. And the young people nowadays, they want to have their weekends off, Saturday and Sunday. If you're in the beef industry, calving cows in the spring, you got to work 7 to 8 days a week. The young people have no interest at all. So I don't know what it's going to be in the next 20 years, but it's farmers that I still deal with. There's a lot of them, they're in older than I am, they're in their 70 to 80 years old, and they're wanting to quit. I don't know who's going to raise the cattle in years to come.
Is spring calving the hardest thing a farmer has to do?
I calved out 150 cows here this spring, and we hit a time there when it rained steady, and I lost a few calves. They got trapped in the mud.
What would you say is your greatest accomplishment?
Never could have worked out. And I've been able to pay my bills. And I opened the Pakenham Fair one time. My last statement was, you'll never see a Briggs truck going behind the hearse going to the graveyard. So I'm okay. I made a living at it. It's been a good life. I would have never done anything else other than what I've done. And I don't regret anything that I have done. So.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
That's about everything I want to say.